Brethren and sisters, laboring in Maitland, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 4th, 1899. My dear brethren and sisters who are laboring in Maitland, have faith in God. Our precious Savior says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall send you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." John 14, verse 13-16. Christ not only undertakes to present our petitions to the Father and to intercede in our behalf, but he promises to bestow the blessings sought. What encouragement this is! And should it not awaken in us a wealth of devotion? Christ supplies us with the key with which to unlock heaven's storehouse and draw from the divine treasury. His precious name we are to use, his merits we are to acknowledge before the Father. Praise the Lord, my fellow laborers, praise his holy name. Let us pray unitedly, in faith, as believers in the Word of Christ. We are all deeply interested in the salvation of the souls for whom Christ has given his life. We are not only to believe in God as a gracious heavenly Father, but we are to believe in Christ as our mediator. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, seeing we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, our faith, and come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Hebrews 4, verse 14, 16, 10, 21, 22. John writes, "And another angel came, and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which is before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came up with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand." Revelation 8, verse 3, 4. Let us pray much. I was deeply impressed last night with the words of instruction that were given to me. We need the spirit of prayer and communion with God. As we draw nigh to God in faith, he will draw nigh to us. The conflict between the powers of darkness and the heavenly forces is constantly going on. Before you commence your discourse, ask those of the congregation who have faith to pray that the Holy Spirit will make the word effectual, convicting souls as to what is truth. At the close of your sermon, ask if there are any present who have friends for whom they desire the prayers of those who believe in the prayer of faith. We do not value the power and efficacy of prayer as we should. Do you feel weak and unworthy? The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. For the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8, verse 26, 27. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude 20, 21. Let us make God our trust. He can and will help all who put their trust in him. This word of the Lord came to me last night. God will give victories to those who rely upon him. Prayer is altogether too much neglected. The Lord wants us to ask him that he may enlighten the mind, and that souls may understand the truth. God alone can give clear conceptions of truth. God alone can soften and subdue the heart. He can quicken the understanding to discern truth from error. The Lord can establish the wavering mind and give it a knowledge and faith that will stand the test. Pray then, pray without ceasing. The God who heard Daniel's prayers will hear your prayers if you will approach him as did Daniel. We need to have our own souls in communion with God. The Christian's joy arises from a sense of Christ's love and care for us, and the assurance that he will not leave us in our weakness. Let us not try to work ourselves or others, but let us depend upon the Holy Spirit. Deal gently with human beings. With hearts full of spiritual tenderness, melt your way into convicted hearts. Let your words be dipped in the heavenly oil from the two olive branches. We need the golden oil emptied into prepared vessels, that it may be communicated to those who are seeking for the truth. Ever remember that it is not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4, verse 6. To the woman of Samaria, Christ said, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From when then hast thou that living water? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever shall drink of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. John 4, verse 10, 11, 13, 14. Brethren and sisters, you are united in a most solemn, sacred work. Souls for whom Christ had died, souls who may have that life that measures with the life of God, are in the valley of decision. Now is the most critical time. Before you present any subject to the people, first talk with God in prayer. Hide self in Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit from God, and then in the power of the Holy Spirit, speak to the people. Be sure that you are in the place where you can be worked by the Holy Spirit, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Ephesians 1, verse 17-19. Our only hope for victory is in God. Therefore, our power and efficiency must come from God. He alone can do the work that is essential for the saving of the soul, and make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Ephesians 3, verse 9-10. What is the fellowship of the mystery? Verse 9. We want clear, sharp, critical spiritual intelligence that we may comprehend this mystery, which words cannot possibly explain. Through faith in Christ, Gentiles and Jews were to be united in the bonds of Christian fellowship and communion. The foundation principles of this mystery are the love and wisdom, which through belief of the truth make those who are at variance one in Christ, hid with Him in God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 17, 20-23. Oh, what hope, what wonderful possibilities are before all who will surrender themselves to God, and open their hearts by faith to receive an abiding Christ. What heights, what greatness we may reach. Then, I inquire, why do we not reach the standard set for us? The Lord Jesus is our assurance. Let no obstacles, created by unsanctified self, interpose between our souls and our eternal interest. God calls to every soul, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. God's dealing with His church is to bring a convincing power to the rulers of the darkness of this world. The angelic host in their loyalty to God are looking with intense interest upon us, and in their appointed orders of ministration are studying with the deepest interest the workings of God and His dealings with the fallen race. They think of the immense sacrifice made that men might be partakers of the divine nature, for it is Christ's death alone that makes it possible for a man to carry out God's purpose for him. Every soul elected to salvation is elected to obedience to all the laws of Christ's kingdom. This means purification from all disloyalty. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, men and women appropriate the efficacy of Christ's blood, called the blood of sprinkling, because it cleanses from all defilement and guiltiness.
Father, Christ prayed, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Verses 24 to 26. Is it not true that we do not receive and believe these grand, elevating, sanctifying, ennobling truths? Why are we so powerless? Because we have not that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. The joy of the Lord is your strength. We are living very near the end of this world's history. Let us individually take an active part in the work of cooperating with Jesus Christ. This work gives life and vigor to all our mental powers and to all our spiritual exercises. Light shines from Christ into the chambers of the mind, because the heart has received the precious Savior. He abides in the heart, and light is shed upon all the objects which we contemplate. We see correctly the things which are invisible. The Lord Jesus Christ is received by faith, and the language of the soul is not doleful or gloomy, but like the language found in 1 Peter 1, verse 3-9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Verses 3-9. I now ask you to pray most earnestly that God will work by his own great power to melt and subdue human hearts. Let not your words show a shade of unbelief. You have a work to do for all classes. You must find access to the minds of the people living in the settlements round where you are working. You must meet the people where you are. There is to be no stretching up for words that are of the highest order. Use words of Christ-like simplicity. The Lord Jesus is the one who works. He waters the seed sown. He gives words that will reach the heart. Expect that God will sustain the consecrated, unselfish worker. The Holy Spirit is to God's work as the oil to the wheels of well-regulated machinery. Obedience, childlike faith, and trust in God bring peace, bring joy. Cultivate thankfulness of heart. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful. Colossians 3, verse 15. Work interestedly, lovingly, patiently, for all with whom you are brought in contact. Show no impatience. Utter not one unkind word. Let the love of Christ be in your heart, the law of kindness upon your lips. This will enable you to achieve almost every good and noble thing. Carry the sunshine of peace and joy with you. The servant of God must be a representative of Christ. Work joyfully, feeling that you have one by your side who can do anything. Feel that you are highly honored in being permitted to labor for God. Labor you must in faith, perseverance, and self-denial, but ever let your heart be bright with the sunshine of Christ's righteousness. Carry the joy of the Lord with you into your work. This joy is as far above all other joy as holiness is above all other excellence. Be determined that you will see Christ by faith in all His glorious perfection. Then through you the Lord will attract souls who will behold Him. The Son of Righteousness is to go before us. The glory of the Lord is to be our rearward.